Welcome back to TSN 1290, tsn1290.ca. This is the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, joined in studio by Ezra Ginsberg and from IllegalCurve.com, Dave Manouk. Gentlemen, Mark Scheifele interview, we just played it. It was from yesterday's Hustler and Lawless. I hope our audience found it as entertaining as we did when it happened yesterday initially. You know, it strikes me that this is a guy who's got a singular mindset, and that singular mindset is to make the Winnipeg Jets, and anything less than that will be an unmitigated failure in his mind.
And I really appreciate the honesty coming from Mark Scheifele. And it's funny how Mark Scheifele will incite more debate than anyone, and rightfully so. He's the first ever Winnipeg Jets 2.0 draft pick. And some people believe that he should spend a season in the AHL. And they're probably right to make that argument. But the fact that Mark Scheifele spent two more years in Barrie after he was drafted, and obviously he played a little bit for the Jets and a little bit for the Icecaps, I think, supersedes that. And I think that Mark Scheifele will make the team, and the only way he ends up playing any time in the AHL is if he really struggles.
You and I had this discussion yesterday on Hustler and Lawless, and we had this actually discussion just off air when we were prepping for the show earlier this morning. If Mark Scheifele is not, in my opinion, and Ezzy, I think you disagree with me, my opinion is if Mark Scheifele is not the Winnipeg Jets' second line center for the majority of this year, this is not a playoff team.
Right.
I think is that a little simplistic? Yeah, but I think it's right. To some extent, it is that simple.
But we also have to realize that Mark Scheifele is not the Messiah either.
I'm not saying he's the Messiah.
And I think that when you're talking about Mark Scheifele, his first full year in the NHL, Dave, I think you have to look at how he does based on his own performance and not what he brings to the team. And I think that's there's going to be a problem if everyone puts the entire season or the success or failure of the Jets on one or two players.
But
the fact that Mark Scheifele is ready to go, he's gained weight, he's training with Gary Roberts, he looks good, he's skating better, he's gained strength in his lower body and upper body is the most important thing. Now, I think that, again, I think he will play full-time on the Winnipeg Jets, but to think that Mark Scheifele is going to spend 82 games as a second-line center in the Western Conference in his rookie year, I think is naive. Now, I'm not saying that he won't spend some time as the second-line center, and I don't disagree with you, Drew. I do think that the ultimate success or failure of the Jets will have a lot to do with how he does, because second line center is a very important position. Well, I just think that he's going to have his struggles.
I don't think it's the public putting the pressure necessarily on Mark Scheifele to fill that role. I think if you look at the Winnipeg Jets roster and the manner it's constructed, the Jets organization has, not obviously in so many terms, but they've more or less assigned that second line role to him, assuming that he can fill it. Because without him there, we saw that Olli Jokinen can't do the job last year. Now, in my opinion, it's hard for me to believe he's going to be as bad as he was last year. I think by default, he'll be better. But I still don't think that Mark Scheifele as the third line center and Olli Jokinen as the second line center means this is a playoff team. I think Mark Scheifele does have to fill that second line role, and the Jets organization themselves have set themselves up for him to play that role.
You know, it's tough. I mean, clearly the fans have expectations. Clearly Mark Scheifele has expectations. So, we won't know anything until we see how training camp goes and how he meshes with, Kane and Setoguchi. Now, clearly, in my mind, he is the guy who has to play the second-line center role, because we saw with Jokinen. I'm with you, Drew. I actually think Jokinen will bounce back. I think he'll have a better year this year than he did last year. But
he can't have a worse year.
Well, no, that's true. Well, he could, but anyways, the point I'm making is that I think that Scheifele has to fill that role because he's going to be the playmaker. He's going to be the passer to Kane and Setoguchi as the shooters. So, and the reality is, who else are you putting in that two center role if it's not Mark Scheifele? And as you guys discussed with him yesterday, he's clearly put on the size. He's taken it seriously. He's not, I'm the 2011 first round draft pick of the Winnipeg Jets, I'm just going to sit on that and rest on my laurels because that's sufficient. He's at the point where he said, I need to do something to take it to the next level. He was an overage junior right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was, he really was a man amongst boys.
Last year. Yes.
So he was, he really, I mean, he dominated, but he should dominate. He's in junior and he should be dominating because he's at that point where he's not an 18-year-old.
He's playing against 16-year-old kids.
That's right. Yep. So and look, we saw it in the playoffs. He was dominant.
World junior tournament as well. He was good.
He's better. He improved. Yep. He's improved steadily. Now, we've seen a seriousness this summer to take his training to that next level. He spent the summer with Gary Roberts. Now people will quibble as to whether he's gained 18 pounds of muscle or not. And the truth is, we're not there with our instruments to test his body fat or any of that other stuff. It's really irrelevant. If he says he's put on 18 pounds, he's put on 18 pounds.
Well, I want to jump in there really quick, Dave. Sorry to interrupt you, but right after we did that interview and we just replayed it last segment, you know, people on Twitter were, you know, challenging us, and Mark Scheifele said it himself. So it's from the horse's mouth. Mark Scheifele said that he's gained 18 pounds since last summer, or since the end of the season. And the reality is, and again, you know, he's not also measuring every day, he's not weighing himself every day, but he knows how much he weighs and he is weighing himself, but he's 196 pounds. What you have to take from that is that he's gained weight and that his strength and conditioning is going well. How pound by pound exactly how much weight he gained is not important. The fact is he has gained weight, and you know that's going to add strength and help him in his first NHL season.
And he'll certainly need that if he's going to go to the wars of the Western Conference in a night in, night out basis. The Winnipeg Jets need that, and obviously Mark Scheifele for his professional development needs that. It's only a matter of weeks until we find out we can see for ourselves how he looks on the ice. We're all looking forward to that. Let's go to break. When we come back, Jeremy Rutherford from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is going to join us. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're live on TSN 1290.